This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish forces say clashes continued for a fourth day Sunday near a prison in northeastern Syria that houses thousands of members of the Islamic State group. The standoff follows a bold assault by the extremists that breached the premises of the prison, allowed an unknown number of militants to escape, and killed dozens of U.S.-backed fighters who guard the facility. The Kurdish forces said militants staged a new attack on the prison Sunday, an attempt to support inmates who are still in control of parts of the prison, the largest facility in Syria housing Islamic State militants. More than 3,000 suspected ISIS militants are believed to be held there. The attack launched Thursday was the biggest by ISIS militants since the fall of the group's so-called caliphate in 2019. Dutch military police said Sunday a stowaway was discovered in the wheel section under the front of a freight plane that arrived in Amsterdam from Africa. Quote, the man is doing well considering the circumstances and has been taken to a hospital, the police said, who are in charge of Dutch border control. A spokeswoman said the man's age and nationality had not yet been determined. Quote, our first concern, of course, was for his health. This is definitely very unusual that someone was able to survive the cold at such a height. Very, very unusual, she said. According to flight tracking data, the only possible freight flight arriving in Amsterdam on Sunday was a Boeing 747 freighter that traveled from Johannesburg and made a stop in Nairobi, Kenya. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gunfire broke out at several army barracks in Burkina Faso on Sunday, and internet connections were disrupted, prompting fears of a coup in the notoriously volatile West African state, which the government quickly denied. The unrest comes a little over a week after 12 people, including a senior army officer, were arrested on suspicion of planning to, quote, destabilize institutions in the country, which has been rocked by a seven-year jihadist insurgency. Residents west of Burkina Faso's capital reported heavy gunfire at a camp and military prison where an ousted army general is being held. President Roch Marc Kabore's government swiftly denied there had been a coup. The landlocked West African state ranks among the poorest in the world and has had little stability since gaining independence from France in 1960. A former Ukrainian member of parliament that Britain said was being considered by Russia as a potential Kremlin-friendly head of state in Kiev said Sunday his country needed fresh leadership. Quote, the Ukrainian people need rule of law, peace, sound, and pragmatic economic and social policies and new political leaders, former MP Yevgen Mireyev wrote on Facebook. He was one of several figures named this weekend by the British Foreign Office, which alleged it had information that Moscow was, quote, looking to install a pro-Russian leader in Kiev as fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine grow. London said it had seen evidence that several former Ukrainian politicians had maintained links with Russian intelligence services, and that Mireyev was being considered as a possible leader. The United States said the revelations of the plot were, quote, deeply concerning. Moscow dismissed them as disinformation and urged London to, quote, stop spreading nonsense. Yemeni rescue workers searched through rubble for survivors Sunday, 2 days after an attack on a prison killed at least 70 people, as an aid group said the Saudi-led coalition has, quote, no way to deny it hit the facility in an airstrike. Digging through the debris with bare hands, rescue teams combed the destroyed prison with nearby hospitals already overwhelmed by more than 200 killed or wounded. The Saudi-led coalition has been fighting the Iran-backed rebels since 2015, but has denied carrying out the attack, which coincided with another strike further south that knocked out Yemen's internet. The nighttime attacks on Friday marked a dramatic escalation in the seven-year-old war, 5 days after Houthi rebels claimed a drone and missile assault that killed 3 people in the United Arab Emirates, a member of the coalition. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.